All right, Mr. Curiosity has arrived, and I've got, usually my intro, I'm not with the people I'm interviewing or mixing it up with, but they're here with me. It's Tom Williams and Bruce!
So happy to be here today.
I am thrilled, beyond belief.
All we're going to say about Bruce is what? Tom, he works like down the hall?
Yeah, we have like back offices here, so we put Bruce in the way, way back. But he's a great guy.
And not only that, Bruce, I hear him on commercials. He's got like a cartoony voice.
Yes, it's a little bit of Kermit.
You'll recognize the voice as this goes along.
Yeah. Now, I hate to tell you this, Tom, but in Mr. Curiosity fashion, we first do a brief interview, and then we get into the guts of the podcast. The guts of this week's podcast is a reboot of an old favorite, Brown Bag Monday, where people email questions or Facebook message questions. And we don't preview them. We just wing it and answer them. So I've been collecting some over the last few days.
And if you remember, we haven't done this on the air probably in about, 2 years, you would say?
I'd say 2 years.
We did it every Monday. Yep. We did it like 20 after 5-ish, I think, every
– yeah.
Yeah, and it was great. People loved it, and we just moved in a different direction.
You're so politically correct. Different direction.
Go ahead. Tell us what happened.
All right. But no, I'm not going to say. I'm going to be politically correct, too. All right.
Explain it to me because I'm not a morning person. I have never seen Brown Bag anything. So.
Thanks for watching. Well, number one morning show in the country, by the way.
Yeah.
NewsWatch 16 this morning. We're on every morning at 4:30 a.m.
So, I miss a lot in this world.
Well, if you're wondering why Bruce is here and he's got that deep, kind of quiet voice, is you're the guy that's going to randomly pick these crumpled up questions out of a box that we haven't seen, and you're going to ask us the questions. It's going to be awkward.
Uncomfortable.
It's going to be uncomfortable. There may even be things that you can't read. Because you're like, oh, is this going to be okay? Can I say that?
And you can give it to us FCC. And we can approve it.
Then. You're the judge. Look at the pressure. The guy is sweating.
He's sweating.
He's sweating. All right, but first things first. Oh, what, Bruce? I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say last Halloween, I was the game show host for the Gravestone Manor spot that says yours, mine, or grandma's. Now I'm the host of You're the Judge. I feel like it's a game
you're
show.
You're the judge.
You're the judge.
First things first, Bruce, you're going to have to sit back and listen to the life of Tom Williams. We're going to do this quick because we do interviews here. Tom, what I love about this guy and myself, you don't get more local, right, Tom?
That's right. Guy from Kingston, went to Wyoming Valley West.
Wait, one step at a time. You emerged from a female form what year?
1965, 1 year before you, my friend.
Yep.
January 65, he's a February 66 baby.
Yep. So there you are in the valley, newborn Tom Williams. You got a couple brothers. They're older, I forget.
Got a brother in Virginia. My other brother, Rich, lives right up the street from me. And I got a sister, Melissa, who lives in the Poconos.
So you're growing up in the valley.
Right.
In the late 60s,
the valley 70s. Valley with the heart.
Yeah. You're watching NewsWatch 16, Hatchimalachi. You went to a public school.
Exactly. Just like you, Milo. Yeah. So he doesn't get more local than us.
Yeah.
And here I am. You know, I went to Penn State. And I worked in radio at WLK. Then I went to Binghamton. New York was my first TV job. I worked in Elmira and Binghamton, and then I came back here in my hometown. And what better place to work at the number one TV station, which, you know, as a kid, I always watched WNEP and always wanted to be a guy on NewsWatch 16. I mean, I still love the place.
Me too. And let's face this fact. A lot of people come here as a stepping stone. I think a guy like you and me, I had never thought that. I'm like, this is where I want to be. This is where I want to live. And this is a great station.
Right. And you know, they've been very good to us. And we've actually been very lucky because we were all put on the show together, NewsWatch 16 this morning, which, by the way, the plug, 4:30 to 9 every morning. We're here.
4:30 to 9 every morning.
4:30 to 9 on WNEP.
But, and the deuce.
Yeah. But this show has just grown. I mean, if you remember, it started off, it was great. You know, Frank Andrews, Jay Christopher, they really built the show. And Susan Hausman, John Kostick. And then we picked it up, Kim Supon and now Mindy. And it's really, really grown. And if you watch, and a lot of people don't know this, and we don't like to pat ourselves on the back all the time. We don't really say it on the news all the time. But NewsWatch 16 in this morning is usually number one in the country.
In terms of percentage of people
percentage
in the viewing audience
watching.
It's number one in the whole country.
In certain hours. Not every hour, but certain hours, certain half hours, it's number one in the country. And if it's not that a half hour, it's in the top three. It's just amazing. We owe that to the viewers who tune in loyally every day.
Yep. And I'd like to say, though, we're a little different. We're a little quirky.
Yeah.
It's not your typical talking head broadcast.
No.
I think people like that.
Yeah, we do pull a rabbit out of the hat once in a while and surprise people, especially you.
All right.
Well, you sold me. I'm going to get up and start watching
Bruce
now.
Bruce is going to start watching.
He's setting
my alarm for 4:29.
I got to ask you this, Tommy, baby, before we get on to Brown Bag. So you're a teenager.
Yeah.
You're 15, 16, 17. Right, right. I don't know. Were you thinking, I want to be a newsman? What were you thinking?
You know, I'm always a weird guy that I've always been this, like, media person, love media, love watching cartoons and then doing the voices. And if you, like, listen to Jerry Seinfeld, Howard Stern, they were, like, the same way. Not saying I'm in there, in the ballpark with those guys, but they did the same thing. They would watch, like, 70s TV or 60s TV and do the Batman imitations and the Foghorn Leghorn imitations. That was me. But I also loved the news. I also loved reading the newspaper every day, watching television every day. Still do that all the time, especially now online. I'm reading, WNEP.com.
Yeah, I know. Here's what a newsy Tom is. When all these hearings were going on in recent months, give me one, Tom, like with the report that
like the
came
Mueller
out.
Report?
Yeah. The Mueller report. I'm in the weather office. There was a Mueller report break in at like 10:30 or something in the morning. And I look over and Tom is staring at the screen. He's got this look of passion and enthusiasm. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I wouldn't watch that if you paid me.
Tom, tell me, you read the Mueller report.
Bruce, I was just going to tell you. I did read the Mueller report. It's no way to live. Let me tell you, this is not a life to lead. I'm not recommending it.
All right, so you're passionate about the news. I think you have a brother who's a doctor, lawyer. Your parents,
yeah, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, as my uncle Tom would say, and my sister, she works for a church in the Poconos.
What I'm getting at is, did anyone in your family do a news thing? I mean, your dad was a teacher, I believe.
My dad was started off as a teacher. My mom started off as a teacher. Then my dad was a pharmaceutical salesman for a long time. Those both retired, both living, and both in great shape and still around and very happy with that. And
so you did it on your own. You decided to be a news guy.
It's just something I thought that I could do and be successful at, and most of all, be happy. And that's the big thing. I still love coming into work every day, as you do. You know,
I'd rather come to work than not come to work.
Right.
And few people can say that in the world, so we're blessed.
Yeah, we really are. And I have to say that I have three kids. Sarah lives in Philly, Tom's going to Penn State, and Ryan's still going to be a senior in high school.
Well, before we get to Bruce and the brown bag questions, I have to ask you this. If you and I, like ancient Greek or Rome, just nothing but like a toucan or something, wrestling match, would I have a chance?
Do you have a sword?
No, there's just two guys battling it out in the sand pit.
You are kind of scrappy, and I do have bad knees. If you kick me in the knee and I went down, maybe you could probably take me out, though.
Overall, you're going to overpower
me? Yes. Until they let the lions out in the Coliseum and they eat both of us, I think I'm getting the best of you.
All right, let's play the Curiosity music and then get to Brown Bag Monday. Curiosity. Wait, one more thing.
We have to both say, because we forgot to mention my wife, Colleen. You and I both happily married 27 years.
27 years
this summer. This
summer.
Yeah. I got married, I think, a week before Joe.
Isn't that weird? So you're born a little bit before me, but around the same time, brought up in the valley, got married around the same time. You have three kids. I have three kids. Yes. I mean, what's with these?
I know. It's just
these parallel lives.
It's just weird. So I bored people with my life. Go ahead. We got. Everybody's waiting for Brown Bag.
I hope
Monday on a Thursday.
I hope we die at the same time at like 101. Then they could do a double funeral.
We get a cheaper deal, I think.
Yeah, you got that right.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything, Mr. Curiosity.
All right, Bruce. Here we go. It's Brown Bag Monday. You're a little nervous?
I'm shaking inside.
All right, Bruce, I will say this. I'm knocking down the fourth wall. You seem a little meek and humble in the voice. You got to crank it up, man. You got to say, I am here to deliver.
You can bring it back.
I am here to deliver.
All right.
Go ahead, then.
Go ahead. The hand is in. The question's coming out. It's a thick, fat one. Now, these are really little, and you're going to have to... No, don't... Come on, crinkle. We got to move around at a fast pace.
And if you remember the show, they're all crunched
up. Yeah, they're all crumpled up, so we don't know where we're going to get. Here it is.
Can you read that? I can't see it.
No, I asked him if he had close vision. He does.
I could read it, and it's hysterical. Do you like Fog Hat? I hate Fog Hat, but do you like Fog Hat?
Slow ride, take it easy. I love classic 70s rock. I love Fog Hat, but I will say this. They don't have a deep catalog. There's only like three or four good songs.
Also, though, my wife always tells me I have a lot of useless information.
Right.
Fog Hat shot a video at the station complex in Wilkes-Barre back in the day.
Like MTV days?
Yeah, like they shot a video. If you remember the old station complex in Wilkes-Barre,
they had
all the train cars out there. They shot a video there.
What song do you remember?
I don't know. If you look it up on YouTube, I think
it's either Stone Blue.
I don't know.
Slow Ride.
Slow Ride, yeah. No, it wasn't that. It was probably like 1985, 84 they shot a video there. Look it up on YouTube.
And they're still on tour. Yeah. I think they're at Jim Thorpe in the last year or two. So we both kind of like Fog Hat.
Yeah. I didn't say – I mean, I take it or leave it.
Yeah, they're not like I said, a few songs. All right, but okay. Bruce is digging in already.
I'm digging in.
Yeah, you got to be ready with the next one, ready to go here. There it is. Look at the hands twitch. Tom, look at them.
Yeah, come on. Let's
keep it going. We're fast-paced here. We're all short attention span.
Go. Oh, wow, this is a long one.
No, just read part of it then, I guess.
Something about Barabbas. What's going on here?
All right,
give me that. Hello, is there an alternative universe within our universe?
Oh, I believe so.
Here's the thing with, I'll put a science into this. The bubble of time and space, which we call the universe, we only know of one because we're trapped in it. But there could be another one next to it with a whole different physics, and we'll never know.
Thank you, Art Bell.
There could be universes frothing like bubbles in a tub.
I agree.
They could be everywhere.
I believe so.
We're very limited in our knowledge.
And in that other universe, I have a real life.
Come on, Bruce. You're
but it's
doing
not about
great.
Me.
I've seen those pictures, too.
About the questions. It's on the dark web. Okay, next question. If global warming is real, why is it so cold sometimes? And why are there tornadoes now in our area?
That's a good question. Tom, we can do...
Well, there's been tornadoes all the time, but this is your field here.
Two things. There's been more reports of severe weather and tornadoes because there's so much news now. If it's 1965, 70, and you have one local station and there's no weather channel, you're not hearing everything. Right. So we're getting that. But there is documented evidence of more severe weather. There's documented evidence of higher rainfall rates. I hate to get political, but it's horrible how global climate change has become a political topic because it's real. It's happening. CO2 has risen higher than it's ever been, and it traps heat. And these are all physical facts.
Yes.
There's no denying it.
But what is the optimum temperature for the Earth, though? Can we actually know that?
Yeah, people always say to me, you know, the Earth's temperature and climate has changed so much. Yeah, I know. That's not the point. But humans have only been here a couple hundred thousand years. And in that time, since the last ice age, there hasn't been much change since the last 10, 15,000 years. So everything that's happening now is abrupt, quick, and happening rapidly because of CO2, which we've almost doubled since the Industrial Revolution. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can go on and on about this, but I won't. We want to add some humor.
Oh, you're getting it next one. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Big Jim wants to know why Donald Duck wears a towel out of the shower but is pantsless in his everyday life.
Hey, that's a good question.
Let's ask Gus the groundhog.
Right, so what he's saying, here's this duck,
right?
A human form of a duck. But when he's coming out of the shower, he's covering up with a towel. But most of the time, nothing.
Doesn't he have like a sailor coat though on? Doesn't Donald Duck? He wears like a sailor coat, but his bottom is uncut. He's just feathers. But yeah, why is he wearing a towel?
Bruce, maybe in his alternate universe, wet feathers are like the, you know, can't see that stuff.
Can't see that.
And when it dries, it's like it's okay.
Yeah, but why? The thing with fictional characters, whether you're talking about Superman, Batman, or Donald Duck, is...
they're fictional characters.
No, but I mean, why would Superman wear a cape? He can do anything he can wear. There's so many uncertainties and idiocracies with these characters.
And why could you identify him just because he's wearing glasses?
Doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Why do we listen to Tom Williams? Because he's wearing a tie.
Exactly.
Suit and tie. He doesn't want to have that on. Why'd you get rid of this one?
You got to suspend your disbelief.
All right. Tom, is this something
real? I can't read that.
It's not okay. Something about Alyssa Milano. That's all we're going to say.
I like Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, but she has some type of protest going on.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Strangely enough,
uncomfortable.
The next random question I picked is also a Big Jim question, but I'm using it.
What kind of question?
Big Jim.
Another Big Jim.
Okay, all right.
Because Big Jim wants to know, what is the dumbest injury you have ever had?
Oh, Tom, you must have a good one.
I'm talking of a dumb injury.
You know, mine was recent. You want me to share?
Yeah. Well, you talked about this in the news about 2 weeks ago. What was that?
Well, I didn't want to run to my house to get a match when I had a backyard fire. I was burning a shrubbery and cut leaves and stuff and branches. So instead of running up to the house, I usually get a match and I flick it
into
the pile of leaves and debris with gas on it.
Yes.
And I flick it.
We're not recommending.
But I stand 10, 20 feet away and flick it. And I couldn't run to the house because it would take too much time. So instead, I got one of those grill lighters,
a Bic. And you got close.
And it was, I mean, luckily I made it. It blew up in my face and I burned my eyebrows off. But notice they've come back and they're beautiful as ever. I've had plenty of instances like that with fireworks and firecrackers. Come on, you must have.
I probably have a million. I just can't. One doesn't come to mind that's really bad. But this week I was walking down the steps and I was conscious because it was dark.
Okay.
We get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, all right, I know there's another flight of steps here. And I missed the step and like twisted my ankle. I mean, I knew it was there. I told myself to slow down and I still did it.
Is this
old age?
No, that's a good one. The old where is the step that I'm used to is a common one
and,
for
and
me.
And the thing is like I knew it was coming. I told myself, I made a mental note, hey, this is going to happen. And I still, like, twisted my ankle.
Well, at this point in your life, would you consider that elevator that lifts you up the steps?
You know
what is that called?
Easy lift or something? I don't know. Maybe a jazzy or a rascal.
I can see you in an easy lift. I really could. Hey, it's not that far off. Bruce already smirking at the next question.
Well, it's a deep one. You're going to have to think about this. Do you enjoy being in the spotlight? Is it something you like, or is it a burden?
I'll answer that because Tom can help me because I have these issues. Number one, he knows I hate being the center of attention. Tom, you ever sense that
about
me?
That's true. If you ever see Joe at Gojo events, he's very uncomfortable. I've been there, and he loves the people. That's what he's there for. But yet the officials or politicians at these things will say, come up on stage and do this. That's not you. You don't like that. You like interacting with the ham and eggers, as we would say. He's a man of the people.
I like to just have fun and be silly. So when I'm put in a situation in front of people where I'm like the proper guy, I hate
that. As George Costanza would say, you don't want to be on.
I don't want to have to be on.
I don't want to be on.
But I love performing in the backyard and performing as an educator. I'm a teacher at college, and I like that. But I don't like stage defense.
And don't be afraid to come up to Joe and say hi or anybody else, because the people that get into television or anything else, like you see these Hollywood actors, so like, you know, they don't want people to bother them. Or I mean, what do you think they got into this for?
Yeah,
you
I know.
Yeah, what did you expect?
Yep.
You know,
the truth is, maybe I have low self-esteem, but I love when people see me out and they say, hey, watch out. Yeah. I love that.
I tell you what, in wild stories, it doesn't matter where you go. I was in a cave in Italy, a 3,000.
Wait a minute. Bruce, tell them to stop right there. I was at a cave in Italy.
I was on this trip. 3,000-year-old cave in Sicily, and people come up to me and say, hey, there's Tom Williams from Channel 16.
It happens.
It happens wherever you go. It's great, and, you know, it's a testament to the people who love this station, and we got to say thank you every day.
Well, and because you're a stud, man. You're a stud muffin, and the people love you. Look, there's a pile of debris in front of us. It just looks odd.
It is. It's a good thing this is not a visual broadcast.
Bruce, are we going to go through that whole bag, do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm still thinking about a naked Donald Duck. Like, what? Yeah, he doesn't have anything on.
Well, I'm going to say that was actually in here twice. I pulled this question out, and it's
Joe,
right here.
Make sure it got
it's
on.
Right here. Yeah. It was in twice, so it's like we won't go there again. But
does he put a towel on when he's out of the shower? Like it? I've never seen that scene.
I don't know.
But I imagine he does.
I know Goofy's a creeper, though.
Goofy is a creeper.
Goofy's a creeper.
Goofy's a creeper.
Just by nature of his name, I think.
Okay. Good.
What was that? That was like a cartoon laugh.
Cool.
Okay, guys, here we go. If you had a personal mascot, what would it be? I think Tom's is Goofy.
No, yeah. Tom's definitely not Goofy. I can answer Tom's.
Yo, what is my personal mascot?
Because I think
mascot.
We're the least to judge what we would be.
Yeah.
You would be some type of like, you're almost like, I'm thinking like an eagle.
You think that majestic?
Yeah, you are kind of majestic and kind of stoic, isn't he, Bruce?
I kind of see myself as like the broken down gorilla at the zoo. You know, the gorilla that's going gray. He's kind of humped over. He's like in the corner. He used to be the silverback, but now he's been pushed aside by the younger guys. That's how I see myself.
What was that bird on the Muppet Show? Was it that he would read the news?
Yes,
was that an eagle?
That's the eagle.
That's kind of tough. But I like his, too. A broken down silverback is pretty good.
What about you? No, I guess.
I'm going to say some type of, like, don't you think something like a bird, like a quick moving maybe how about like a squirrel?
I see you.
It's kind of quick, ratty. It's quick, a short attention span.
But you're more wiry, like an African animal, I think, like a honey badger or something. Maybe like a diseased honey badger that's seen his better day.
Why do I have to be
He's
diseased?
He's a drunken gazelle.
All right, so there you have it. To this person, a honey badger and a diseased gorilla is our mascot.
And I'd be the smoking chimp, too. Like the ones, like he's still in the corner and you're throwing cigarettes to him and he picks them up and smokes them. I mean, that.
There's a part two to this question.
Oh,
I like it.
Then.
This is a good one, too. You're trapped in the movie Groundhog Day, but you get to choose the day. What day of your life do you choose to relive in perpetuity?
Well, you know why that's a deep and philosophical one? Because I think no matter what the situation, you'd get sick of it four days. You can picture your best moment in life, whether it's with that special person doing something special or at a certain location. You'd get sick of it. That's the beauty of life. Right, you got to diversify.
You know, there's people that love Christmas. Well, can you imagine waking up every day and it's Christmas? You would get sick of it, I think, right?
Yeah, the old Santa Claus is so special, but if he came 3, 4, 5 days in a row, by the fifth day, you'd be like, get out of here and take your stupid presents, too. So there is no answer to that.
And I've admitted this on the news before. I love Bill Murray. Never seen that movie all the way through.
I don't. Why?
I don't know. It just like doesn't appeal to me. I turn it on, I watch it, I'm like, okay. Now, maybe that's because it keeps things keep coming. I need something different.
Yeah, okay. But look at what he's doing here with these questions. He's creating now like a spreadsheet.
Watch Joe with his match because we're going to set this set on fire here.
Why are they called stairs indoors and steps outdoors?
Oh, my goodness.
Why do you drive on a parkway and park on a driveway?
Yeah.
I've heard that one a million times, but not that one. You're outside. You're climbing someone's deck. You would never say, I'm climbing
the stairs. There's got to be an answer. I think we're stumped.
This could be a good wham camera.
Right. Stairs and steps.
Stairs are always indoors.
Mental note of that for wham.
Yeah. Bruce, why are stairs always indoors? Well, you must have a theory.
My theory is that if it's made out of a concrete or a wood plank and the elements, it's a step. It's a stair inside because it's part of a staircase.
All right.
Makes no sense at all, but that's my theory.
As long as I'm on this, before you get to the next question, the most overrated song of all time. Are you ready?
Let me hear it.
Stairway to Heaven.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh.
I was sick of that when I was 14. It's slow. It's dragged out. It's too long.
What about Freebird? That goes right along with it, I think.
At least that picks up at the end, you know. But Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin did so much better stuff.
Fog Hat maybe did better stuff.
Slower.
We won't go that far.
No, we won't. No.
Stepway to Heaven. See, that doesn't work, Bruce. Stepway to Heaven.
Stepway
to Heaven.
What does that sound like? It's like Stepway to the Basement what's that thing that you open up outside?
But when you think,
the Bilko door.
But when you think about the Stairway to Heaven, it's always like an outside scene when you picture it.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
There's never indoor stair on a Stairway to Heaven.
Because the roof would.
Yeah, so it should be step. Yeah. Look at Bruce's mind.
You better call Robert Plant. They better change that right now.
It should have been Stepway to Heaven. It's outdoors. Can't get to heaven indoors.
I don't know. True. We have one here. How did you get the nickname Milo? I hear Mindy Ramsey call you this and wonder how it started.
Yes. It's funny how we said the answer to that, Tom, a million times.
Right.
But yet, and I have an update to this story, but yet we answer it all the time, but a lot of people don't know. Okay. My dad was Milo. His dad was Milo. And the weird part is I have an older brother who has no Milo in his name. Mm-hmm. But here comes me, and it's my middle name. So I'm Joseph Milo Snedeker. Why did they choose to give me that middle name? I do not know, after I had an older brother. But I remember being as a kid, you know how during those years when you're like 12, 13, once my peers found out my name was Milo, it was kind of, you know, they'd pick on me, call me Milo. Not pick, but you know, just fun.
They heard it. They thought it was
yeah.
That was
and
funny.
It was a funny, unusual name. And I never liked it. And now I love it.
You embraced it.
I love it now. I wish that were my first name. And the new update to my story, my brother Randy and his wife pregnant, and they're naming the son Milo.
No way.
So another new Milo Snedeker.
That's for Milo Ventimiglia, though. That's not for you.
Duh.
He's an actor.
Okay.
you've never seen anything he's in.
Yeah, it's at nighttime. You don't see it.
Yeah.
Milo Snedeker, due this fall, by the way.
Congratulations.
The new guy.
All right. That's awesome. We're back to a what is on the lower half of the body question.
What?
Not about Donald Duck.
Not about the duck. Here we go, Tom.
But do all newscasters wear jeans under their suit jackets and dress shirts?
All right. So here's the deal. Tom, I see all the time, upper, you look great. Formal. Expensive tie, shirt.
Not expensive, but...
Great blazer, but yet there's jeans. Is that normal?
Once in a while. Yesterday I wore jeans, only because I came in a little early for election night. Sometimes I'll come in early to get the results done and everything. So I just threw on a pair of jeans and wore a sport coat. But Joe and I normally have this tradition where I work New Year's. We both work New Year's Day, and I wear shorts.
Yeah. I've seen him in shorts with a suit, tie, and jacket.
New Year's Day. I do.
Well, Tom, you're one of those guys, I think, that wouldn't dress formally if you didn't have to.
No. When this thing ends, when we retire, I'll have one suit.
Yeah. It makes me wonder about those who choose to dress formally. Are they nuts? Like, I'll see celebrities doing a interview on TV, and they'll come out in a suit and everything. If you have the world as your oyster and you're rich and famous, I'd be walking around like Zuckerberg always, T-shirt, same jeans.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I feel like constricting.
So as soon as
I go home... But what about Jimmy Buffett? You want to be like him. If you can go to work without wearing shoes, you got a good thing going.
Love it.
The man who made a career out of one song.
Yep.
One song. Yeah, exactly. An industry out of it.
Industry?
Yeah.
Give me an example.
Margaritaville restaurants, the Margaritaville resort.
Yeah, when you go to a Jimmy Buffett contest, you have to buy his rum, his margaritas. He's got a good thing going.
You like Hamburger in Paradise or no?
Well,
cheeseburger.
In 1976, maybe.
Yeah.
If you're lactose intolerant, it's hamburger.
What's the song where they always say salt? The crowd does that. That annoys me.
Oh, that's
shaker salt, and they all sing that part together.
Is it Fins Up? I don't know. Maybe who?
Oh, that's not during Margaritaville.
It's maybe it is.
Salt. Do they go shaker?
Yeah,
salt?
And they do the whole thing.
Okay, from Jimmy Buff in Margaritaville too.
Here
what
we
are
go.
Your thoughts on ancient aliens? If you don't think that the silica and quartz that comprise ancient structures were intended to make said structures into giant circuit boards, what do you think?
Tom? Yeah. I have a deep background in all of the sciences, and trust me, there are no aliens that have ever or will ever visit the Earth as far as we're concerned. The universe is too big. The closest star is 4 light years away.
Right.
We're not doing that.
So you don't think the Aztecs were used that?
No, they were just a bunch
technology.
Of people with a lot of time and a hot climate, had nothing else to do.
And understood calculus and
you were
and
sure
advanced
they
mathematics.
Had,
yeah, okay.
Here's one proof that UFOs are not real. One thing that's been happening, I don't know if you heard this, since the 70s, the amount of video and pictures is on decline. And guess why now? Because everyone has a cell phone and video in their pocket anymore. But yet no more pictures are coming in,
okay.
Which is proof that all the old pictures were fabricated.
Fixed, yeah.
And if there were aliens visiting the Earth, everybody has a phone and a video recorder in their pocket. Where are all the images?
Maybe they're shapeshifters and they disappear.
Maybe they're from the alternate universes and they come and go so fast.
Or maybe I am the alien trying to take away attention from my people, which are slowly infiltrating your planet.
You're running the cover-up.
That actually sounds like the best
Good
theory
job,
of all.
The show discredits the History Channel, I'll say that.
Okay.
That show. Otherwise, I like the History Channel. Bruce, what's with the face?
I kind of feel a little bit opposite, but then again.
Right, so you do believe in ancient aliens.
I don't know. I find it compelling evidence. That's all I could say.
All right, whatever. It's called cherry picking the data.
I do that with my Catholicism, too. So,
Bruce.
Nope, let's not go there.
Yeah, that's
let's not go there. Let's go to this question now. Why did Brown Bag Mondays get taken off on Monday morning?
Tom has to answer this because I'll get myself in trouble. Tom, hold me back.
I don't even remember. I just think we said we're just going to stop doing it and just do something different. Is that why?
I think number one, the people really liked it. But let's
people
face it.
People still ask me about it.
I know.
When I go out, people ask, say, hey, whatever happened to Brown Bag Monday? I really enjoyed that.
It started in the year 2000.
Uh-huh.
It ended 2 years ago. That's a long run. That's almost as long as 60 minutes. I mean,
right.
That's a long run.
Yeah. So I think we just wanted to freshen things up and do something a little different.
And we went to a faster-paced newscast, more live shots. There just wasn't time for it.
Yeah, we don't have time for everything.
That's why we're doing the
but
podcast. It's reborn here. Coming back as the fiery phoenix.
Yes. I love phoenixes.
All right, keep them coming, Bruce. Let's go.
It looks like Sean's getting bored. Working the micro. No. All right.
No,
he's our gauge.
He's loving it.
He's our gauge.
It. Are you a sock, shoe, or a sock, shoe?
Oh, good question.
Oh, my goodness. Are there any human beings who put a sock and a shoe on and then a sock and a shoe? Who would do that?
I do that.
No, bro, don't kid around.
Yeah. I was always sock, shoe. And then I got like extra fat, so I found it easier to just work on one side and then work on the other side. Kind of shift the gut over. And
I don't believe this.
This is as foreign as ancient aliens to me. I don't even know what this means.
Wait, okay. You just got.
I'm rapidly declining.
You put clothes on. You're sitting in your bed. There in front of you are socks and shoes. You're saying you grab a sock, put it on your foot.
Yeah.
The other one's just there. Then you grab a shoe. One at a time, and then you put the other sock on another shoe.
Well, I can't say all the time.
I don't believe that.
No, it's only certain times when I'm putting on like a boot or something like that because it's just easier. I'm already on that side, and I just pull it on.
Do you put ketchup on a hot dog? What is this?
Ugh, yeah, Bruce.
No. I'm not a monster.
Tom, do you know a therapist who can help him?
I mean, around here it's called therapy. Yes,
okay,
we could help him out.
Bruce,
yeah.
You are bizarre.
Well,
that's why we asked him to do
that's
this.
That's why I'm the question asker.
Come on, Inquisitor. Let's go.
Sock.
Coke or Pepsi?
It's a classic, but it's worth addressing, Tom.
Yeah, go ahead. You start.
Because my opinion is, and my wife tells me I have stunted growth in my taste buds, whether it's RC, Pepsi, Coke, give me another one, the generic one from Weiss, there's such minor variation, I don't care.
See, that's as foreign to me as what Bruce was just doing with the socks. I think Coke is the best.
Why? What is it more?
I don't know. It just has a certain taste to it. And then I'm a Coke Zero guy.
Oh, I love Coke Zero.
I love Coke Zero. Coke Zero, yep. To me, of the diet sodas, that tastes the most like regular Coke.
You're saying if I had a Coke Zero or a Pepsi Max, which is also zero calories, you would prefer one?
I would prefer.
And you would taste the difference?
Coke Zero, and I would taste the difference.
I like Pepsi Max better now that you mention it. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah, and you know,
of course, they have one sock on and a shoe right now. So.
But I think if you put like 10 tablespoons of sugar in any drink, it's going to be good.
It's going to be good, right. And the artificial sweeteners, they do a good job, I think, and they're fantastic. When I go to a restaurant, I don't ask for diet soda because I feel like, you know, like, well, I'm not on a diet.
No,
but
no.
I say, I would like a sugar-free cola, and they all give me an odd
like,
look.
Who are
as
you?
As if there's something different from sugar-free.
What, do you want a tab?
No, but that's what these diet drinks are. They're sugar-free.
That's right.
Because I don't want to say the word diet. Yeah. It assumes diet. And then
why don't
think,
you say a zero sugar cola now?
I'll say that.
Like,
I'll say zero.
Like stare at you like.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
And you know what? I'm going to try sock shoe, just for you.
It might change your life. You never know.
Try it. You might believe in aliens after that.
There are no aliens visiting the Earth, Bruce.
Getting to the Coke thing. Do you know that new Coke is coming back this summer?
I heard that.
In Stranger Things.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. That was what, 1985?
Yep.
New Coke?
Wait, look at this question he has. It's like a mini. It's what do you have? It's like a mini Bible.
It's the corner of a sheet of paper just ripped off.
Is that a puzzle piece? What is that?
It could
thing?
Be, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Well, here's the puzzle. Here's the question of the puzzle. Want to know if your wife is as crazy as you, and if not, how does she put up with your shenanigans?
All right, Tom, are you the best to judge my relationship since you've been around Dawn and me?
I think Dawn is probably the person that keeps you grounded.
Huh?
I think she keeps you grounded. I mean, I think she lets Joe be Joe. But,
yeah,
but,
and I let her be her. I, when I see other relationships sometimes, the guys act different in front of their wife. Mm-hmm. They're meek. They're trumped by the presence of another. My wife I've known since I was 18, and I've always been the same.
Yeah.
I don't know what's so bad about me, that person's shenanigans. I love her. I respect her. I'm a good father. I give her most of my paycheck. What else could a woman want?
I see it. But I think she's good for it. Good woman.
Yeah, she is. She's great. The lovely Dawn. Bruce, comment. You know Dawn. You know Dawn.
What's your
name? Colleen. I met Colleen at homecoming at Penn State after we had both had graduated, because we always said we probably wouldn't have liked each other when we were there together.
Why?
She was like a sorority girl, and that's not me. I'm not a fraternity guy.
Yeah,
or anything
I hate
like
that stuff
too. But I met her after we had graduated, and met her at homecoming at Penn State, and I'm going out there. I just knew she was a cool chick. I'll just say that.
Oh,
she was
all right.
Cool. Like a lot of other girls demand of your time and want things from you. She wasn't that person.
Okay.
She's a good egg, and she keeps me grounded.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Did you woo her with your physical physique?
I don't know how it happened. I'll just say, people who want to go back to the 80s, it was oldies night at the Shandy Gaff at Penn State.
Ooh.
Oldies night at the Shandy Gaff.
Did you have a cheesy line? Like,
I probably did, but I don't remember.
I don't remember mine either, like that first.
Hey, your eyes are as brown as my leisure suit.
How about the Mr. Microphone commercial? Bruce, do it. The guy's riding by in the convertible.
Yeah. Hey, Jenny, how about we go out later?
No, I think it's, hey, good looking. Hey, want to go for a ride? They're in the convertible.
In the convertible. Yeah. I can picture it, but I can't remember it.
You're throwing them back to 1982.
I was like seven.
Yeah, they're playing the microphone through the AM radio, and they have it blasted. Maybe that's how we did it, Tom.
Yeah, maybe that's what got us into broadcasting, too.
That could be it. Yeah. Serious question. Kind of tied into the other one about the tornadoes and such, but what is causing this apparent increase in severe weather conditions?
I like how we switch from jokes to some serious. I'll only do serious quick, but remember, if carbon dioxide is increasing, and carbon dioxide fact is increasing, and it traps heat in, the Earth gets warmer. If it's warmer, it can hold more moisture. If it can hold more moisture, it can precipitate more. So all that's tied into a warmer planet.
And I think you're seeing that in hurricane season, right?
We're seeing warmer oceans, which can fuel hurricanes. We're seeing greater amounts of precipitation because the atmosphere is loaded with more moisture because of the warmer overall temperature. You know, in the next 100-200 years, temperatures can go up 3, 4, 5 degrees. And remember, 3, 4, 5 degrees in the other direction takes us back to an ice age. It doesn't take much to greatly affect overall climate. Big change, man, big change.
This is also a global question. On a world globe, why do they use different colors for the different countries? Why are there specific colors? Who picks these colors? Why is Uganda blue?
It is a good point, because You can say, I don't want my country to be fuchsia. Who makes the rules?
Yeah. What kind of globes are you looking at?
I guess they always have colors for the countries. Come on,
all
Tom.
Right. I guess I don't look that closely enough.
Picture right now a globe of Africa.
Right.
All the countries are different colors, yellow,
Botswana
red.
Botswana is green.
Yes. And if I were Botswanian, I'd say, I don't want green. I mean, Bruce, who makes the rules?
Fight the power.
You know, whatever Canada gets, they're probably all like, oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, they're very polite people.
Yellow's good, eh? See, Canada, they'll take any color.
Even fuchsia?
Even fuchsia.
How many questions are left?
Bruce is previewing this one.
Seven.
All right. The end is there. We can go ahead.
Why do you think Robert De Niro should be a little more selective? No, do you think Robert De Niro should be a little more selective in his movie role choices?
Well, let's look at that. After The Godfather, where you got.
He just did Dirty Grandpa. Yes, he should.
He did?
Yes.
Didn't he do Dirty Grandpa?
Did he do Dirty Grandpa?
With like Johnny Knoxville?
I don't know. He just appears in a lot of lame movies. But yet, that person brings up a good point because he's so like.
You talking to me?
Yeah, he's like that stoic, legendary actor, and he does some junk.
He can do whatever he wants.
He does junk, though.
Yeah. What? Because I'm trying to think. In the last 10 years, what has the guy done? I don't know that movie.
Is he in The Fockers? Right? He's the.
Yeah. He was.
And that's not bad.
He's actually pretty good in that.
Godfather. He's done some serious stuff too, but I don't know.
I'll look up Dirty Grandpa. I think he's.
But he and Al Pacino both might be off their rockers, too. Two guys that I love.
Is that right?
My favorite movie.
Why? Give us
a chance. No, but they just seem that way.
They are kind of
like that. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they just seem that way.
My coworker,
not in a bad way.
Saw Al Pacino in a stage show in New York, and he spit on her accidentally. But she got,
like when he was talking?
Yeah, yeah. Like a movie that kind of went across the, you know.
He was also in Ocean City, New Jersey last summer when I was there.
De Niro?
He passed through and he stopped at a pizza place. The people that go to Ocean City, New Jersey will know the world famous Manco. And he was there and got a pot. There's pictures of it, Joe. Somebody had their cell phone out, as always.
All right. He's showing us now.
This is Sean, The Irishman, which I don't know.
Oh, that's a good one.
So these are recent movies. Was he in Dirty Grandpa? I want to know that, though. See, there it is. Dirty Grandpa.
How about that? And The Comedian? I don't even know what that is.
Ellis. That sounds good. The Heist. I saw that. Oh, Heist. Yeah, so there's a lot of
movies. And The Intern. And nobody saw that.
There's a lot of movies here that I never even heard of. So this person makes a valid point. If he has that much money, why is he doing so much junk?
Well, The Irishman's coming out, and that's based on a local story. Yeah. And it's directed by Martin Scorsese. And it's probably going to win an Oscar or multiple. So.
All right, tough guy.
That's
what do you
the
got
mafia
next?
Background from our area, right? The Irishman. Okay.
There's how much we can say? Okay. I'm not upsetting anybody.
What mafia? What? Okay. Personal question. Kind of personal. Have you ever gone on double, triple dates with your wives and Mindy's husband?
Oh my goodness!
It's been a long time, but we have done that.
Yeah, I think I remember being up in Clark Summit at that restaurant with you, your wife, Mindy, her husband. We were all there. What was that?
I don't remember being at a restaurant. I remember we met somewhere down the Wilkes-Barre area one time.
With Rob Rave?
With Rob Rave, yeah. We did that. But it's geography again, because you live about 45 minutes from me, and Mindy lives like 35 minutes from me.
Here in 16, we meet in the middle. I'm a 20-minute drive north. He's a 20-minute drive south. Plus, Tom and I don't want to hang out.
Yeah. Joe has a two-man rule. That's why we had to bring you in today, Bruce, because we get two guys. He says two guys just
buffer.
Can't go out together.
Two guys hanging out together, it's odd. I'm just not into that.
I do that. That's, well, wait
You
a
need
minute.
A third guy
wait a minute.
To sock, laugh sock, at the jokes so. That you're making of the other guy.
Yeah, I know.
I noticed your chest hair sticking out, Bruce. What's going on there? No, it's a good look. It's called the hamburger.
Go for it.
What do you got?
It's working for you.
You know, I'm manly. I'm curious about this too. How do you know the temperature in different towns when you display them on the weather map? Like, where's the?
Hey, it wasn't too long ago, just 10 years ago or even less, that you'd only get the airport temperatures.
Right. Remember,
you have Scranton, you have Allentown, you have Binghamton, New York. But they've expanded the network. PennDOT has temperature sensors, and we have automated sensors. So a lot of small towns and municipalities have that. And because of the internet, they go right to our computer.
Yeah. I get up every morning. I go, Alexa, what's the temperature?
Yep. Yep.
And it's pretty accurate.
It's because of that.
Alexa, she's pretty accurate.
So. Yep. The ease and accessibility of thermometers and the internet has brought it all together.
And you always say your car thermometer actually pretty accurate.
Car thermometer, very accurate as long as it's moving.
Yes.
Never believe a car thermometer when that's not moving.
When you're sitting in a hot parking lot.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Yeah, once you're moving.
That's crazy.
But they're very accurate. Yep. Bruce, what are you doing down there? It's like, Tom, what is he doing? He's like ripping and tearing and he's like below the belt. No, that's a good one. You got to read that one.
I don't know what questions are like. Big Jim wants to know if you press harder on the remote control when the batteries are wants to know if you press harder on the remote control when the batteries are dying. That's not even really a question.
Oh, no. Do you see what he's saying?
If you press harder,
you got a remote control. And it's not
tactile.
Working.
The battery is dying.
You press
harder. It's
like harder.
When someone speak the language and you talk louder.
Yes. You press harder after it's going to matter. It doesn't.
If you're waiting for the elevator and you keep hitting the up button, yes. Is it going to come any faster?
Are these universal idiosyncrasies? You press harder on the remote when it doesn't work, and that.
I'm right there with you, Big Jim.
My mind is blown again. Yeah.
You thought you were the only one.
Wow. Yeah. Now there are two. Well, there are three. Right.
Still thinking about Donald Duck. Nude.
Troubling.
Wet and nude. Oh. What's the difference between a rock and a hard place? Seems to me a rock is a hard place. So what gives?
I think that's the point, though, right?
You're stuck between a rock and a hard place, and they're both hard.
Yeah.
Although the density of a rock is like 3 grams per cubic centimeter, so you can find things a lot harder.
The rock and hard place, I think the rock is the rock, and the hard place that point of life you're at. Hard place which you're struggling with, and you're between.
It's a metaphor, Bruce.
Yes.
What are you done?
All empty. The bin is empty. The bag is empty.
Look at this. Tom, it's a debris path of wiped out questions, and I think very successful, may I add.
Do you think so? If you lasted through that, God bless you.
No, I think it was very entertaining, and we're going to do this again. So just keep in mind, Eugene@WNEP.com. Maybe we'll do this once a month, maybe every other month. Right. Maybe not with Bruce, maybe not with me, maybe not with Tom, but we'll do it.
And also maybe we can bring out a question during weather on the air sometimes.
I love it. So keep them coming. This has been Mr. Curiosity, and you know why? Because I'm curious. And I was curious about a lot of those things these people were asking, and I thank Brucey for coming in.
Thank you for asking me.
And, of course, Tommy Baby, here he is.
You got it, brother. Love being here.
And spread the word on the podcast, get it to others, and we'll keep doing this and make it fun, unique, and interesting. Did you hear? I may have Lou Graham, a foreigner, in the future here.
You're putting pressure on yourself now.
No, I want to, man. We're going to pick it up here. So thanks for listening, everyone. Keep spreading the word. And if you have any questions or comments, joe.snedeker@wnep.com. And Bruce has a final chant. Let's all do it together.
Sock shoes. Sock shoes. Sock shoes.
Sock shoes.
Aliens really do exist.
They do not.
See you. Bye. Good night.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.